Y'all ready for the word this morning? So y'all ready for the word this morning? Oh, I got a big gift for you today. The first lady of the house is going to bring this word to God on Mother's Day. Somebody give me a little boost. Come on, stand your feet and receive your first lady. Zoe said she was going to have her time, and she done stole the mic. God bless Zoe Dungey. Check her pocket. She got that mic in her pocket. She's going to preach today. All right. Yes, Lord. Amen. All right. Here we go. Stretch our hands forward.
Yes.
Father, we just bless the first lady, my wife, your daughter. We just bless her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. We are ready to receive from this mighty woman of God. Somebody say, first lady,
first lady.
We receive from you today. Amen. Give God a hand.
Yes. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage the women today. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 and 30 that charm is deceitful, but beauty, it says, is fleeting, it's passing. But it says a woman who fears the Lord, shall be praised. So I want to encourage you this morning. I have this video I want all the women in the house to see. If you would go ahead and show that. Amen, amen.
You are beautiful. You're smart. You're funny. You're kind. You're unique. You are worthy of love and affection. You are never too much, and you are always enough. You are precious. You are a diamond, a rose, a pearl, the most stunning of all God's creation. You are worth more than you could ever imagine. Worth more than the numbers on the scale, or the hair product you use, or the shoes you wear. More than how many girls wish they were you, or how many guys wish they had you. More than the price tags on your clothes, or the percentage at the top of your math test, or even the number of followers you have on Twitter. Your worth surpasses all earthly things, because in the eyes of the Lord God, you are loved, and you are worth dying for. Regardless of who you think you are, whether you model in a magazine, or you model pottery with grandma, whether you're on the hot list or the not list, whether you're a head cheerleader or a high school dropout, whether you're Miss Popular or you've never had anyone you could call a friend, whether you love yourself and love your life, or you can't stand to look in the mirror and you feel as if everything in your life is falling apart, whether you're such a winner or you feel like the world's biggest failure, regardless of who you think you are, the reality is that you deserve someone who would give up their life for you, because you are powerful and strong and capable. Read about the women in the Bible. Esther, Ruth, Martha, Mary, these women changed the world forever. And inside of you, each and every one of you is a woman with that same power and that same strength and that same world-changing capability. And your responsibility is to find that woman and to set that woman free. This is who you are. And any person in your mind that tries to come to free me or from the enemy. And the next time you hear your names, this is what you say. You say, not me, Satan. I am a daughter of the living God, cherished, loved, and adored above all things by the Creator of all things for the glory of Him who is greater than all things. I am awesome. And please, don't you forget it.
Hallelujah. Don't forget that who you are in Him. Amen. If you can just stand to your feet. I just want to encourage the women in the house today, even the men. This message is for both this morning. Don't quit. Just turn to someone and say, don't quit. You want to finish. Don't quit. Turn your Bibles to Philippians 1 and 6. It reads, be confident in this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. You can take your seat. Hallelujah. Being confident. There's a work for us to do. And God promised that He will complete it. Don't quit. Turn to John 17 and 4. Because Jesus is our example. There's so many things that we go through. So many things that we face. The challenges. The trials. The ups and the downs. But don't quit. John 17 and 4, I have glorified you on the earth. This is Jesus praying. He's praying for himself, to the Father. And then he prays for the disciples. And then he prays for those who will be saved. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And so Jesus is our example that we are to glorify Him here on the earth, and that we finish the work that He has for us to do. Amen. Don't quit. Let's look at the life of Noah in Genesis 6. Here you have Noah in a time getting instructions from the Lord. It's a time on the earth when there's a lot of rebellion, lawlessness going on in the land. So God he took notice of what was going on. The Bible says that it grieved him of what was going on, and that he was sorry that he made man. What was going on in Noah's day is similar to what we're facing and seeing right now in our day. Amen. Noah pleased God. Noah heard God's instructions. Stay with me. He heard God's instructions. We have to train our ears to hear God's instructions. He heard God's instructions. He started the work on the ark, and he finished that work. Now, somewhere in between the start and the finish, He had to face some challenging things. He had to listen to the naysayers, the scoffers, the mockers, telling him he's crazy. We haven't seen rain. We don't even know what rain looks like. So he had to face that. But he did not quit. He heard from God. He got the instructions. He started the work and he finished the work. So God is telling us, hear the instruction, finish the work, start the work. You got to start it first, because there's always a starting line and then there's a finish. So don't quit. Saints, God will strengthen us to get the work done. He will strengthen us. What we have to do is believe God, trust God, have confidence in God. Believe and have confidence to the point that we know that what he says, he will do. Now, what concerns me when I look around in the body of Christ as a whole, that there are some, and it could be some of you here today, that there are times when you do feel like quitting, that you feel like giving up, that you feel like just throwing in the towel. You feel like, I cannot go on. So my question to you today, why are we quitting? Why are some quitting? Why are you quitting? If you're at that point, if you ever thought about quitting, why? Why are you quitting? I believe one of the reasons, there's many reasons, but one of the reasons that we quit is because there's a thief on the loose. And he wants to steal everything from you. He wants to steal your inheritance, your birthright, your dominion, your authority, everything that was given to us. He wants to steal it from you. In John 10:10, it says the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus, say, but Jesus, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That thief that wants to steal your joy and your peace, that would cause you to want to give up, but don't quit. Another reason that we may want to just lay it all down is because we are depending on ourselves and not God. There is no good thing in this flesh, the Bible says. We cannot depend on ourselves. We have to put total dependency on the Lord so that we don't quit. You're depending on him. You're depending on him for everything. Don't quit. Depend on the Lord. Another reason that we may quit, because we're looking for our identity in the culture. You're looking for your identity in the culture, in the world system, the Babylon system. When your identity is found in God, not man, not a system, only in God. And when you do that, because see, man will let you down. So when you do that and they let you down, you quit, you give up, because you're looking in the wrong place for who you are. It's on, your identity is only found in God. See, we are the sons and the daughters of the kingdom of God. We are the children of the light. And because we're in the kingdom, God, he loves us so much that he sent a helper. In Acts 2 and 1, he sent the Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit descended the day of Pentecost. The Spirit of truth was sent to us to help us with every assignment, whatever desire that God has put in your heart, whatever dreams, whatever visions. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He is the helper. He will help us in our assignment. It's nothing too big for the Holy Spirit. There's nothing too impossible for the Holy Spirit. He's here to undergird us, to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us. Don't quit. Because Jesus said, greater works will we do. Greater works. So listen, beloved, listen. We cannot allow the world, the enemy, to convince us that working, serving, and living for the Lord is in vain. Yes. Yes. We can't allow that. The world does not have the truth. We have the truth as Christian believers. We have the truth. And we can't allow that. The Bible says that the kingdom of God reigns forever. What we have reigns and rules forever. Look at Luke 1 and 33. It says, he will reign over the house of Jacob. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. See, this kingdom that we are a part of, it's going to reign forever. There is no end to it. Now, on the other hand, Scripture tells us about the kingdom of darkness, that it will be destroyed. In Revelations 20 and 10, it says, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. See, God's kingdom is forever. It's infinite. It's limitless. It's never ending. It's boundless. It goes on and on and on and on. But darkness is temporary. It will cease to exist. There is an expiration date, a termination date for the kingdom of darkness. I want to encourage you to not quit, because what we have is forever. Don't quit. Don't quit doing what's right when you know to do right. Don't stop doing that. Don't stop praying and giving and loving. Don't quit on that. Don't quit forgiving people. ashamed. Don't be ashamed of what you have in Jesus, in this gospel. Because the world, the enemy, is not your source. It's not your example. It's not the example of kingdom functionality, of how we should function and how we should live. That's not your example. There is a work for us to do. Let me say this. Darkness does not understand light. So why are we trying to entertain and get information and get counsel from the world? Darkness doesn't understand light. Light and darkness doesn't mix. Just like oil and water, it doesn't mix. Hallelujah. God separated the two in Genesis 1 and 4. And God saw that the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God separated the two. Have you ever thought, I was pondering this, about how the sun comes up and the sun is shining bright, and that we don't even know that it's dark until the sun goes down. The sun has to go down before it gets dark. So I just started pondering that and thinking about that. And so it is with us. If we let our light fizzle out, if we stop shining, then guess what? Darkness is going to appear. But we are children of the light. Don't quit. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know you've been through seasons where nobody understands you, and maybe you don't even understand yourself at times. But God understands you. God created you. God knows. The Bible says even the numbers of the hair on your head. He knows you through and through. So don't quit. Turn to Isaiah 5 and 20. It said, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. See, the world would tell us what we're doing, we're crazy. What we're doing is wrong. You can't say that. That's what the world would say. Everything that God says is good, the enemy tries to revert it, to turn it, to twist it, to pervert it, and say that it's not good. And then he would want us to believe that what he says, which is evil, is good. Hallelujah. But you have to determine in your mind, in your heart, that what you do for God is the only thing that's going to last. You have to determine that in your heart, that only what you do for God is going to last. And to know that your labor is not in vain. See, when we look at the life of Hannah didn't quit because her womb was barren, or she lived in a house with another wife of her husband. That, who can endure that? Come on, women. You say, no. Only one queen in the house. Only one queen in the house. But she had to endure that. She didn't quit. She prayed and she believed God. Because two women in the house. And let me say this, because I know some cultures, they still do that. But see, we have to always go back to Genesis and see from the beginning what God said. He said Adam and Eve is what he created. He created one woman for one man. I know they are doing it, and he allowed it, but that wasn't his heart in the beginning. So I just wanted to hit that with a hammer. Don't quit. Even Queen Esther couldn't keep silent. She didn't keep silent when there was a threat against her people to wipe out a whole nation, genocide them, just wipe them off the face of the earth. No, she didn't quit. She didn't have an attitude of indifference. Well, that's them. Maybe it won't touch me. No, she prayed and she fasted. And then you have others. You have Daniel, who wouldn't stop praying when a law was passed, a decree was passed, that anyone caught praying, he just kept on praying. He didn't stop praying. He didn't quit. God does not want us to quit. He wants you to make it. He designed us in a way. The Holy Spirit on the inside of us, he designed us in a way so that we don't quit. We are equipped not to quit. And then you see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. They did not bow down to Baal. They didn't quit. Even when it cost them their lives, they had made up in their mind, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to stand up for the Lord. And even if he doesn't rescue me, I'm still not going to bow to Baal. I'm not. Don't quit. Don't quit. I know that the world, you're looking at the money, you're looking at the fame, you're looking at the glamour, the vanity, the beauty, looking at all of the pleasures. I know you're looking at that. And see, that'll cause you to quit. It'll cause you to look outside of your inheritance, to look outside of the kingdom of God. That'll cause you to do that. So be careful with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Be careful. Why? Because it's only temporary. It's only temporary. I know you want to tiptoe out here. The grass looks greener. You may want to straddle the fence. You may want to say, I'll serve God later. I'll come back later. Not right now. I see something over here that looks more charming. But be careful. Because what we have in Jesus is forever. And see, I'm like David. I don't know about any of you. I'm like what David said. He said in Psalms 84 and 10, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the house of wickedness where there's a lot of evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a lot of things I want to say. I believe the Holy Spirit, but time. Hallelujah. But Ephesians 2 and 10. It says, for we are his workmanship. Workmanship. Think of that. His exquisite masterpiece. We are his workmanship. We are evidence of his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. See, you were created in Christ Jesus. Even before you knew him, even before you came into salvation and repentance, he created you for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are his detailed artwork of his hands. We're created for good works. See, don't give up what God has called you to do. Don't quit. Don't quit. He have given us dominion. He has given us an assignment. Just like in Genesis with Adam, he gave Adam a job, an assignment, a mission to keep, to tend the land, to have dominion over the creatures, over the land, not over man. See, that's where we mess up. Not over man. He said over the land. And just like us in Psalms 115 and 16, it reads, we have been given an assignment and dominion in the earth. The heavens are the Lord's. But the earth he has given to the children of men. Don't quit. You have dominion. Don't quit. You have dominion. Reinforce your dominion. Your authority. Don't quit. Don't quit because you come against some opposition or confrontation. You have to endure. You have to endure. Quickly, I'm going to run through these things. Things needed for the kingdom work. All we need, this is what we need. We just need some confidence so that we don't quit. Not confidence in yourself, confidence in God. I wouldn't be able to stand up here in my own confidence, but in his confidence, he rises up and he is big. His confidence. We need confidence in him to get this job done. Yeah. Hope. We need hope to get this work done so that we don't quit. Jeremiah 17 and 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. He is our hope, the hope of glory. Hope. You need more hope because your heart. See, because when things don't happen the way you think they should happen, and you've been waiting a long time, and you've been serving God a long time, sometimes you get a little hopelessness. Hopeless. And it says, when that happens, it makes your heart sick. So what we need is some more hope, not to give up on hope, not to give up on God. And then endurance, the ability to withstand hardship and adversity. We need to ask God, teach our hands to war, our fingers to battle, to endure hardness as a good soldier, so Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Let's go to John 15 and 5, and I'm going to wrap it up here. Just don't quit. Jesus says, I am the vine. You are the branches.
Yes, yes.
He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Bearing fruit is good. God is after the fruit. You can't quit now. You can't quit. You can't afford to separate yourself from the vine now. You've come too far. You can't quit. Don't quit. You've come too far. You can't separate from the vine. Because if you separate from the vine, you will quit. You will spiritually die. Your fruit will rot. See, I can't afford it. I can't afford to separate myself from Jesus now. He's soon to come, and you don't want to separate yourself. Stand to your feet. He's after the fruit. See, the enemy wants to trick us and deceive us into giving up, to do nothing, turn away from God, turn away from the truth. You cannot afford to separate yourself from Jesus, from what is right, for what is true, righteousness, holiness. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And he loves you so much that he doesn't want you to just lay down and call it quits. When he comes back, he wants to see the fruit. He doesn't want you off on the sideline and you saying, Jesus, I'm sorry, I quit. I quit in the midst of the battle. I quit. See, don't quit. Don't quit on your children and your dreams. Don't quit on your marriage. We are not quitters. Jesus had the hardest job and assignment to do, and he didn't quit. Thank God he didn't quit. Because I wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be here. That's our example. So just close your eyes. Hallelujah. And just talk to God for a moment. If you're in that place where you feel like you're going to quit, that everything around you feel like you're going to quit. Or maybe you even feel like, I don't want to quit, Lord, help me. Just come to the altar. Come to the altar. Come on. We all get tired sometime. See, we have to be able to say what it is. See, if you're not able to say and not walk in denial of what it is, there's a place for you. God promised. And he's not a man that he should lie. So don't quit. He's not going to quit on you, so don't quit on him. No matter what you go through, no matter what you face, what you have to endure, be faithful to the end. Don't quit. Hallelujah.
Lift your hands all over the building. Close your eyes if you will, just for a moment. This word is speaking directly to your heart. For many of you it is. Because in life you deal with pressures. It's pressures of life. And those pressures connect to many different areas of purpose and of destiny. Many of you, your heart is pulsating because you have positions and places in life. You're about ready to throw in the towel. You've been disappointed. You've been disrupted. The situation has become a bit of dysfunction. Maybe you have a long-standing relationship with Jesus. Maybe you don't. But you're at a place right now where you need help. You don't want to make a decision that can literally disrupt your life. Cataclysm. We're speaking to you. Listen, just step out like we walk to say, Pastor Bob, First Lady, I just want prayer in this area of my life. Just come down to this country. Don't look around. But I feel it in my spirit. But there's others of you here today. Thank you. Just come respond. Don't worry about who's around you. Where you're at is between you and God. It's between you and the Lord. So just come and say, I just requested me prayer on this area. Pastor, I don't want to make another bad decision. We've all made bad decisions. But I need help in this area. I've got stuff weighing me down. I need to know that God is for me and not against me. Somebody needs to hear. I don't know who you are. Somebody needs to hear that God's not mad at you. God is not mad at you. God does not have a grudge against you, regardless of the situation and the decision that you may have made. Is faithful and favorable to the end. Thank you for those of you that are continuing to come. I just want you to receive. Just receive of this as we minister to you and saw you this morning. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this house right now, Lord God. It ain't over. Matter of fact, if I can say so, you're just getting started. The work is just beginning. Those of you praying for people, make sure that they know Jesus. Making people here at this altar that want to recommit their lives to Jesus Christ. Because as my wife spoke, you have to be properly rooted to withstand the storms of life. Got to be within the roots of Jesus Christ. Because we're living in a season of torrential downpours. Torrential. The saints are being hit from the north, south, east, and the west. But those who remain rooted in the strength of who Jesus is shall continue to flourish. Amen, somebody. They shall continue to flourish. Be ye not moved, in spite of what's happening around you. Do not be moved. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the courage for these women, these men that came to this altar right now. I just pray for complete deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That whatever they brought to this altar, they would be delivered from. Cancel the assignment of depression, destruction in your mind and in your spirit. Come against disappointment, addictions in Jesus' name. Come against those things. May it be broken. May God break the hand of the enemy that is trying to shake your mind, shake your spirit, make you walk out on multiple things in your life. We pray right now that this will be a time of restoration, time of rebuilding and strengthening yourself, that you would feel strong, fresh, vibrant, restored, renewed, and ready to fight again. Yeah. He never promised all these days will be easy, but what he did say was, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will be your weary God and your weary Lord, says the Lord. Hallelujah. My Lord, honey, don't quit. What a word from my wife today. What a word, what a word, what a word. And if I could just be totally selfish, as I know others may be thinking the same, I wanted more. I wanted more. I want more. I know you had more, and you should have gave it to it, but that's all right. That's all right. You can put it online. Put this message online in the name of Jesus. So you all can keep eating. Did you all eat good this morning, y'all? This woman is filled, I'm telling you. I had to contain myself. I don't want to mess you up. But I didn't want to mess you up, you know, getting up shouting and stuff like that. But, amen, you all. Yes, that's a good thing, you all. That's a good thing. Husbands in the building, I'll make sure you shout for your wife today. Those of you married in the building, the husbands, you make sure you shout for your wife. Listen, she shouldn't do nothing today. She shouldn't do nothing. Nothing. She's not cooking unless she already cooked. She already cooked, I get that. But other than that, spoil her, pamper her. It's her day, amen? And if we do real, 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 real good, then come June, when Father's Day, I know Father's Day is only celebrated in about three cities. I know. My three cities in the old country celebrate fathers. No, I know y'all love the fathers. But I mean that. Husbands, will y'all do that for y'all wives? Husbands, are y'all going to do that for your wives? Okay, watch this. Wives, do you want your husbands to do that? I know. Hallelujah. What a word. I got a witness way over here somewhere. What a word, oh baby. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the way that the Lord used you. Men and women. Amen. Amen. Those of you that are eat on this word now. Eat on it. Eat on this word. This word will be available in your online tomorrow morning. Eat on it. Because this is the word that you got to keep hearing. You got to keep hearing. There's no question. Yes, I believe God, oftentimes he'll just clip something. And all of a sudden your eyes are open. And you're like, man, I'm so glad that I got that revelation. And then other times, you kind of fight through this thing. Amen? Come on. Sometimes you fight through it. Some might fight through it. Some might just be all good. And then others of you might fight through it. What I'm saying is allow the word to continue to minister to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Honey, is there anything you need before I'm going to speak the blessing here in a minute? You good? You got it? Yeah, such a powerful word. Such a powerful word. Such a powerful word, Pastor. Y'all see, I'm getting it real good, ain't I? I'm getting it real good. Such a powerful word. But I mean every single word. Thank the Lord for using you. Again, and I know we've said it a dozen times, happy Mother's Day again to all the mothers here. Certainly to my wife, to my mother, to my sister. Happy Mother's Day to my sister right there. Amen. And to all my, okay, to my niece as well. Anybody else, but anybody else? No? Okay, I don't want to miss nobody. I got it covered. All right. Lift your hands all over the building. We want to speak the blessing to y'all. Didn't forget anything? We all good? Amen. Listen, we want y'all to have an amazing week. And again, an incredible rest of the day. It is time to speak the blessing. Remember, keep your eyes open, not closed. And I believe the blessing can and will keep you. Amen? We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. The name above every name in all of you. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that you put your hands to that is God intended for your purpose. That's what's key. We bless this season in your life. We believe this is a season where you're not going to quit. Somebody say, I'm not going to quit. It scans the gamut of sorts. Bless your homes, your jobs, your finances. Listen, I've been hearing so much lately about folk receiving promotions. I'm going to speak that over your life right now. I believe that you're walking in a season that you're going to be, I need somebody to receive this right now. You're going to be promoted in the name of Jesus. I tell you, each and every week, God's given us one amazing life to live. All we can do is live the very best that we can. Be excited, be energetic, be full of life, so much so that you do what? Can you love on somebody before you leave here? Just hug on somebody. God bless you. We will meet you and greet you in the North. Thanks. God bless you. Make sure y'all get in line and love on my wife. Bless you.